Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to thank you and the members of the Senate for their prayers and concerns for the tragedy that affected us a week ago today in the city of Kirkwood. We've had a tough week. The tears have been cried. The grief has left us empty inside, but it's into this emptiness that healing is beginning to flow. It will not take the place of what we've lost, and we know that we will never be the same, but we also know that we will do better and be better. Your prayers and concerns have helped. They need to continue. We will continue to pray for the families and friends of those that were lost, Council members Connie Carr and Michael Lynch, Public Works Director Ken Yost, and two police officers, Sergeant Bill Biggs and Officer Tom Ballman. We also have an opportunity to say a prayer of thanksgiving for the reporter, Todd Smith, who is well on his way to recovering, and prayers for the continued healing of our mayor, Mike Svoboda, who each day continues to improve, not much, but a little bit. He is responsive, he appears to know people, and that's a tremendous improvement from where he was a week ago. I also want you to know that this tragedy is more like it's a family tragedy, where one of our family members in Kirkwood, a friend of mine, a guy I went to his wedding, known to many people as a very joyous person, snapped. And he lashed out at other family members and has caused immeasurable harm and grief. We place our faith in God that we will be led out of this dark place and into a new light. We're also thankful for the bravery and quick action of our Kirkwood Police Department. Sergeant Bill Biggs, who was the first officer shot outside of our city hall, his last and extraordinarily courageous act was to push his panic button on his radio. From that time until two police officers, Paul Falstick and Steve Geyer, entered the council chambers, a mere 55 seconds had passed. It's incredible the amount of carnage and harm that was done in that very short period of time. But because of Sergeant Biggs' bravery and the quick action of our police officers, they were able to end the carnage before even more lives were lost. We are very thankful and grateful for them. So we move on from here on a decidedly new path. From the ashes of February 7th, we will rise, changed, but stronger, and committed to be better than we were. I appreciate your thoughts and prayers.